Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And I like guys.
And I like girls.
But we hope you love this podcast.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod, and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, reporting live for the Hump Day Crew, going all green and all natural. Oh, very funny, guys. Yes.
This week we continue our coverage of what's been happening in Brown Mountain. Joining us on the phone from the Wilderness Society, good morning, Luke Chamberlain, one of the Victorian Forest campaigners.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Good. Now, about a month ago, we spoke to Amelia about what had happened with the government saying that they were going to start logging parts of Brown Mountain. Where are we at with that now?
Basically, where we're at is a local environment group, Environment East Gippsland, one of our conservation colleagues, have been fighting for about 20 years out on the ground there to protect areas such as Brown Mountain. They have actually issued a court case injunction request into the Supreme Court, and they've actually been successful with that. So the Supreme Court has injuncted the logging on the grounds that it is potentially illegal. And so Vic Forest and the state government have been told that they cannot send their bulldozers into Brown Mountain in the meantime until that court case has actually been heard, which is either later this year or early next year. So at the moment, there's two small logging coops within Brown Mountain that are injuncted from logging. But whilst that goes on, Vic Forest continues to log ancient forests in other parts of East Gippsland.
Do Vic Forest actually make money from this, and does it get returned to the people of Victoria?
Well, this is a really good question and an interesting one. The answer, quite frankly, is absolutely no. The people of Victoria actually pay for the logging. Each year, the government loses money in these operations. The only people who actually make money are export wood chip companies and a couple of local timber mills. And the only reason is they do not pay the people of Victoria the royalty for our publicly owned forests. An example of that is that there's a company called Midway. It's an export wood chipping company down in Geelong. It sends all of our forests overseas. It pays $2.50 per ton for native forest wood. Now, these are the most carbon-dense forests on the planet. They're also home to a myriad of endangered species, our water catchments, and just areas of absolute beauty. So it's just an absolute crying shame that the people of Victoria, to add insult to injury, of just losing these forests, actually pay to do so as well.
Talking about climate change and how the forests in Brown Mountain can help with that, there's an exciting thing happening in 16 days. You can find out about it at 350.org. What is 350.org, and what's the campaign, Luke?
It's 350.org is an international campaign. It really wanted to look for an international way of getting climate change into households. And the 350 number is actually relates to the parts per million of carbon in the atmosphere. Basically, at the moment, we're heading towards 390 parts per million. For the last million years or so, we've been around the 300 mark. So we're already well above it. And as your listeners would know from listening to the Australian government procrastinating on this, they continue to put it out as if the problem's in the future, i.e. that, by 2020 this will happen, or by 2050 this will happen. Well, what the 350 does is says that, well, actually, we've already passed the problem point. We have to act now. So 350 parts per million is the absolute maximum safe amount of carbon that scientists believe needs to be in the atmosphere for us to continue basically into a safe future. So what the Wilderness Society is doing is on Sunday the 18th of October, we're all going out to a forest and making a giant human sign in a previously logged forest. And what we're going to do is beam images of this around the world to show people that, to demonstrate that protecting our carbon-dense native forests is crucial to reducing carbon in the atmosphere to well below those 350 parts per million.
Luke, just a question out of curiosity. The website to find more information is 350.org. What does the number 350 mean?
It basically represents the parts per million of carbon equivalent in the atmosphere. Okay, so 350 parts per million of greenhouse gas equivalent to carbon emissions. And as I said before, we're already at about 390 parts per million and we're heading skyward. So we probably passed the 350 mark a couple of decades ago. So it's really the organisers of this, Bill McKibben, who basically wrote a book on climate change 20 years ago and has been campaigning ever since on the issue, came up with this to really have an international language that if we are to combat climate change, we must do it together. We must do it, people around the world. So there's thousands of actions around the world on the International Day, which is the 24th, Saturday the 24th of October. And in the Wilderness Society, we actually want it not just to be one day, so we want to sort of spread it over a number of weeks, so with maximum impact of getting it into, households, so people know about it. So our action is on Sunday, October the 18th.
Luke, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us on.
That's Luke Chamberlain, the Victorian Forest Campaigner for the Wilderness Society. If you'd like to find out more, go to 350thenumbers.org, or you can go find out more about the Wilderness Society at wilderness.org.au.
Joy 94.9.
Hump Day Crew Joycast.
Sponsored by MyMac.
The best Apple computer, iPod and Apple accessory store in Australia.
MyMac.com.au.
Hi, I'm Ads.
Hi, I'm Bish.
And that was one of our podcasts, but I still like guys.
I still like girls.
Boys are better, though.
I don't know about that. Listen to another podcast and find out.
Okay.